Good morning, everyone. This week we're reading Parshas Tetzaveh, which continues delving into the specificities of building the Mishkan, focusing now on the service of the Mishkan, but with a particular twist. Instead of focusing on what might seem like the most important element of the Mishkan, the most important service in the Mishkan, i.e. the korbanot, the sacrifices, instead, the Torah seems to take an initial, put an initial emphasis instead on the clothing of the Kohanim, which you would think would be far less central and less related to the ultimate purpose of the Mishkan, which you would think would be the service aspect of the Korbanot. Nonetheless, that's certainly what's highlighted here. Once we've built the Mishkan, or once we've received the commandment, rather, to build the Mishkan, the next thing that we receive is the commandment of the clothing of the Kohanim. And there's one particular element that kind of shines forth that's central in the clothing of the Kohanim, particularly the Kohen Gadol. And that is the Choshen. And the Choshen has these jewels, it has these stones. And the Choshen also seems to highlight something that at first glance seems fairly obvious because we're so familiar with it, but upon further reflection is quite startling. The Choshen holds 12 stones, the breastplate holds 12 stones, each one symbolizing one of the 12 tribes. And it's odd because really, we haven't referred to the tribes as a division of Am Yisrael at any point in Sefer Shemos. The last time that we talked about tribes was with Yosef, when the tribes were selling Yosef, with the sons of Yaakov themselves. Ela Shemos, right from the time that we mentioned the names of the children of Yaakov, from then really until now, we haven't had any mention whatsoever of a distinction between the tribes. And yet, all of a sudden here, we have the tribes, literally and figuratively, front and center on the Kohen Gadol. So what's going on there? And if the last time that the tribes were substantive, then why are we focusing back on a time that really doesn't highlight the tribes' qualities particularly well? The time when we thought of ourselves as tribes, wasn't that not a very good time when the tribes sold Yosef? So what's going on here? So the Malbim has an interesting answer, which is that the stones on the Choshen are arranged in four rows, meaning that there are three columns and there are four rows, which means that there's one column in the center, one column on the right, and one column on the left, and then four rows of them. And that's significant because it means that some of the tribes are kind of at the heart, at the center, in line with the views of the particular Kohen Gadol at any point in time. At this point, obviously, it's Aaron, but there are, obviously his children that follow, etc. His descendants. So from there, from that center, there are those whose views align quite nicely, neatly, with Aaron HaKohen, but there are others who find themselves to the right, and there are others who find themselves to the left. And we know that the Torah uses this terminology to describe differences of opinion, because in Sefer Devarim, in describing the judgments that the rabbis provide, it says to not deviate to the right or to the left. So here we have this idea already of perhaps the right being stringency and the left being leniency. And so you have a center column of tribes that are kind of in line with the views of the Kohen Gadol at any given point in time. But then you have the ones who are on the right and you have the ones who are on the left. And the Malbim explains that the reason for this configuration and particularly the reason for giving the tribes this central feature is that here we have Kohanim, highlighting a distinction between the tribes, where it would be very easy to create a hierarchy where the Kohanim are really anyone who views themselves in a position of power views themselves as the ones who are correct. And yet, here it is right on the breastplate, right on the heart of the Kohen, is saying that there's an entire there's a plethora of groups that make up the nation, the larger entity that you are representing. And whenever you are a leader, whenever you are a representative of a community, you need to encompass everything on the breastplate, even if it's a little bit to the right, even if it's a little bit to the left. The job of the leader, the job of the Kohen Gadol in particular, is to contain everything, everyone, even if they are to the right, even if they are to the left, to still have them in his heart as he does the service on behalf of the nation, to not be excluding any of the subsections of the Jewish people, like the brothers did to Yosef. And so here we are fixing this mistake. We are rectifying the mistake that was made by the children of Yaakov, and now as Bnei Yisrael, the Kohen has the job of centralizing that focus, of rectifying that mistake, and we too, as people who care deeply about the Jewish people and perhaps find ourselves from time to time in leadership positions, should take this perspective as well. Have a good Shabbos and a good week.